咁而家咧，好快我哋就去到最後一個 agenda item 啦，可以起身啦，大家。咁咧就係any other business。咁我相信都應該會幾快嘅。咁第一樣嘢咧，我哋就係要 follow 翻嗰個 matters arising from 嗰個 minutes 啦，就即係話嗰個 proposed short-term tenancy car parks (STT car parks) 咁啊。Maybe I should switch to English for the benefit of Mr. Paul Zimmerman, because you have raised this, you know, as an item. You have concern about two proposed STT car park, which is this KX2971 and KX2962 in Hong Ham, Kowloon. And this proposal actually has been circulated to members on the 8th of October 2014. So time has passed. I think Mr. Edward Leung of Tourism Commission would like to update members on the latest development of your concern, Paul. Yeah, Edward, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members. Recently, we have received further comments or views from the Kowloon City District Council members and also the local committee regarding the future traffic arrangement for the proposed fee-paying parking site at the junction of Bali Street and Song Ping Street. And the Tourism Commission, in conjunction with the Transport Department, the Lands Department, and also the Kowloon City District Office, are consolidating response to address the concerns. And we are considering the SCT proposals in view of the comments received at this stage, and we will update the task force on any further progress in due course. Thank you, members. Thank you, Chair.
Right. Okay. Are you happy with the reply, Paul?
That's tourism. I'd like to know from Margaret, when are you going to do the Hoi San Park, and when are we going to do the space next to the... I know that at the Kerry Group is almost completed with their building, and between that building and the existing Hong Hong project, what is it, Cheung Kong or Hutchison's project, is that? That gap is supposed to become a park. So when is LCSD making it in a park? We've taken the money by selling the site. So when are we delivering the public space? Because they want it for parking. So the question is, when will you finish the park? And Hoi San Park, we've discussed the extension here years ago. And we went there. And so when is LCSD going to implement the Hoi San Park extension? Because if we don't do it, other people will want to park cars.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Margaret, can you update us?
Thank you, Chair. Maybe I can supplement on the progress of the Hoi San Park extension, the open space for the Hoi San Park extension. Actually, we have completed the consultation and also the design by RJC. What we are going to do now is to fight for the resources to go to the LegCo for implementing the project. And we are doing it under the existing mechanism. We are trying to do it. Okay. Thank you.
Right. So do we expect this to be completed or within 1 or 2 years, or in a sense, what's the value of tendering this STT?
You mean the STT is waiting for the project to commence, or?
Maybe Paul can clarify, because from Paul's comments, it seems that with the completion of this Hoi San Park open space, it would have implications on the two STT. Am I correct?
The Hoi San Park is one of the is one STT. The other STT is the bus terminus between the Kerry Hotel and the Hung Hom developments, which we haven't addressed yet. Of what you're going to do. So the Hoi San Park, I think as a committee, we should support urgent funding by government, because this has been discussed for a long time and everybody's waiting for this to urgent implementation. So if as a committee we could agree that and then support LCSD funding request to go to LegCo. And then the other side is another part, an open space, is the open space between the Kerry Hotel and what do you call this area? The Harbour Grand Hotel, kind of between the Harbour Grand Hotel and the new Kerry Hotel, which was a bus terminus. But the bus terminus, the PTI, will go inside the hotel property that Kerry is building. So the whole site is supposed to be turned into a park. And the question is, when are you going to do that? Because you've promised, and the building's finished, you've taken the money for the land sales, so when we can get the park done?
So
the program for that.
So Margaret, maybe you can clarify if Paul is giving us a kind of a correct understanding. So according to what Paul has mentioned, that both of these STT will be converted to park. One is Hoi San Park, the other one is another park to be managed by LCSD. So if that is the case, then my question is, if we are to go forward with the park, then we don't need to deal with the STT. Christine, thank you.
Can I supplement? I just want to clarify the matter. I think as a matter of background, just to give members an overview, and that is back in 2014, at Tourism Commission, Transport Department and Lands Department jointly submitted a paper just for circulation to this task force in 2014. And they wanted to have two STT for two separate fee-paying public car parks. One is on Wan Shun Street, and the other one on at the junction of Bailey Street and Sun Ping Street. At that particular time, they would like to have the STT for a fixed term of 1 year certain, and thereafter quarterly. However, after the submission of this paper, with no discussion, the two STT hasn't proceeded to any final confirmation. And I think what Edward just mentioned was that they are considering new views from the Kowloon City District Council on the Bailey Street STT. And that one, I think what Paul means is that if Hoi San Park gets completed, or there is a program, or there's funding for it, then it would become a park, and it wouldn't be an option for SD car park. But for the other site, for the site in at Wan Chun Street site, we actually understand that the permanent development of that particular site would commence along with the adjacent PTI, after the PTI is relocated to the hotel development at Hong Loon Road. For that particular site, we understand that the construction of the hotel development is in progress and is expected to be completed in 2018. So that one may have a more a definite timetable. But for the Hoi San Park funding, that would really depend on the RAE exercise and how the bidding process would go.
Could Development Bureau clarify that? So the hotel is going to build that, I mean, the developer is going to build the park? Who's going to build the park?
The open space at Wan Chun Street.
So that's
it
public.
Would be
built by the developer, handed over to LCSD?
Yeah, the permanent development of the site would be commence along with the PTI.
Yeah, so the developer will build, so there's no funding from LegCo required?
That one shouldn't be for LCSD.
I hope we can confirmation in that specific detail.
We can confirm that, but we understand that it shouldn't be for LCSD to manage that particular one.
Right. Thank you. But the one that Christine is mentioning about is 2018, yes, with a definite timetable.
More definite expectation time of completion.
Right.
Yeah.
So, further questions?
I just want to make the point. At the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, we have said a long time ago, we're not going to put more car parking on the waterfront. And suddenly, over the last 6 months, we have two car parking spaces coming up at Kowloon site because of the Tourism Commission. And you're going to put two on the Hong Kong Island side. You're going to renew the one next to the Quarry Bay Park, and then another one for the buses. So whatever we had promised the community that this commission was going to stand for, to eliminate and get rid of that parking on the waterfront, the government is going the exact opposite way. So I think that we got to take a very rigorous position on this one. Don't try it again. I mean, this is, go away with these proposals for car parking on the waterfront. We have already a long time agreed that we're not going to do it. I don't understand why the Tourism Commission and others are even trying, and they're trying to sneak by. It just feels, I don't know, I find it a disrespect to the 14 years of, since 2004, all the hard work we've done. I think it is a complete disrespect for this commission. Why does the government invite us to sit again, and then they're trying all of this crap on us? Come on, we've been there. Why continue this nonsense? I just don't understand it.
Thank you. Additional comments? Okay. I think basically Tourism Commission has got this. Maggie, yeah.
Really, it's just to say that we have been back several times. We've asked for an overall plan of what really is the long-term plan for sorting out our parking issues. We know it's not easy, but we know it's you know, I can't just go on and on and on having temporary car parks on the waterfront. There has to be a permanent solution and a permanent plan. It may take several years to go in place, but we need to see how that's going to happen. And I feel as strongly as Paul does, this repeated coming back and back and back without any explanation of what the long-term proposals are, I find extremely aggravating.
Okay, thank you. Franklin and then Christine, please.
Actually, I have an interesting observation. Just now we observed that the Eastern recycling facilities is taking the place of a parking space underneath the flyover. And then, well, that would need to be provided. And if that space is taken from the harbourfront, then I would say, well, I don't like that recycling facility there. Let's continue to put the parking space there. So I agree with Paul and Margaret in that way. We definitely need to have an overall planning for the parking space. Otherwise, well, we may be stepping on our own toes by approving, well, the sites for the recycling facilities.
Thank you. Christine?
Yes. I think members would recall that right before the start of this term, actually at the end of last term, the Harbourfront Commission, the main commission meet, actually had discussed this issue, inviting TD and THB to give us an overall view on STD car parks and its long-term development. And I think that members have fully expressed the above-noted views during that session. And I think the chair also concluded in the session that STT car park should be only a stopgap measure, and that there should be a long-term plan. And he has actually requested our departments to come back in a year's time to talk about the same issue. So, in terms of timing, and I also want to clarify that the two STD car parks that Tourism Commission applied for was circulated in 2014, but now it's still in the process of consultation. So I think that members should note that your views actually are making, are being considered in a very serious manner, and that's why it's still being processed. And I don't think that, I think the government, after having the general circular and Harbourfront Enhancement, has really acknowledged the views of members on this issue and are fully noted. And that's why we have so many applications coming in today just to talk about all these principles, and they're fully aware of members' preference. So we continue to ask different departments to take note of this serious concern of members.
Thank you. I think we are all on the same page. So what I'm going to say is I think Tourism Commission has actually heard the strong views of the task force that STT should be, in a sense, gradually phased out on our harbourfront, and there should be a long-term plan for parking nearby the waterfront area. Okay? So. No, but I think it's also very important, that we have to deal with the traffic along the harbourfront and how to resolve the parking issues, as well as public transport and buses and so on. This is really a hard topic. So we are actually grateful that Transport Department is taking this up, and this is not really something that we can do, very quickly. But I hope that, in the medium and the long term, we will be able to move in that direction. And I think Transport Department is actually moving in that direction as well. Yeah. And you want to make any comment? Please.
May I speak something, Chair Lady? I think these two proposed short-term tenant sites are short-term measures, not long-term measures. We are not proposing long-term car park at these two sites. I have to make it clear. I have to clarify this. If you misunderstood, it is a long-term arrangement. It is short-term. It's stopgap measures, just as some members mentioned. And it is always our roles to take care of the traffic along public roads. We do need to find out practical measures to ease the traffic situation at some problematic tourist hotspot sites. This is what the public wants. And also we have received a lot of requests from the district council or local stakeholder that we need to find out short-term measures and long-term measures to deal with this issue. So both long-term and short-term, we have to look at it in both directions.
Thank you, Wilson, for the confirmation. So let us then move on to the next AOP, which is the action area. So the updated action area table has been circulated to members along with the meeting papers on the 26th of August. And I think in view of the number of action areas or items that has been built up during our recess and all the active development on the waterfront, maybe we would already have a full agenda. So should we have room or should members identify an action area that they think they want to be further discussed, then you may raise it to the secretary after the meeting. Otherwise, we will see, you know, what are the major agenda items that we want to focus on. Definitely, I think Chim Sao Choi would be something that we want to look at our next meeting, if possible. On action area, is it? Use your mic, please.
So I just want to clarify your suggestion. So after we just all come back with suggestions for future agenda items rather than comment on this today, because I mean I can go through this and I mean it's too late already, it's already seven. Yeah. So I'd rather follow understand your suggestion correctly, that we make a submission and then we deal with it in the next meeting, but we kind of put them on the agenda for next meetings.
Yes.
Okay.
It would also be helpful if, in a sense, you can, instead of saying that each of these action area we want to have, you know, additional details and full discussion, maybe identify a few action areas that we can move things forward. Okay, Franklin?
I understand there may be many items for this meeting. So if possible, I would still like to have the agenda item of the Tsuen Wan cycling track.
Oh,
Tsuen
Wan cycling
track. Yes, in the next meeting.
Today?
Thank you. So I think the secretariat perhaps can look into that. This is really something important. We
clarify, Franklin, do you mean the cycle track in the West Station that we just discussed, or the cycle track between Tuen Mun and the whole? Okay, got it.
Good. Okay, thank you. So the next AOB is the date of the next meeting. So tentatively, the next meeting will be scheduled for November/December. 2015. So I think the secretariat would write to task force member, you know, in due course as to fix the day. But most importantly, because now is about end of August, so it's about 2 to 3 months from now on. So with the new term, we hope to pick up on important things. So finally, I want to ask member around the table, do you have any other business to raise? You prefer November as far as possible, and I think we try to consider that, you know, giving all the different considerations.
Just not the 23rd.
Right. So if there's no other business, the meeting now can be adjourned. So 5 minutes past 7, not too bad. Thanks a lot for your patience, and thanks for staying throughout the meeting. Thank you.